Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Russell Holm Volsey, date of birth 10-16-1973, date of procedures December 16, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher Geo, referring physician is Dr. Curly Estimable. The procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma. And tattoo of polyp site. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, early satiety. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of malignant lesions, such as a malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac period. Airway suction from the stomach. Forward withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. As the rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 9, 3-3-3, period. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z-line was mildly irregular, but this was less than 1 centimeter in length. Biopsies were not sorry, delete that portion. Just state that the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology separately. There were several small antral erosions noted as well, period. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, Boston bowel prep score was excellent with it being a 9, 3-3-3, period. There was a flat polyp that was noted at the hepatic flexure. That was approximately 1.5 centimeters in size. Period. Unfortunately, there was no lifting agent available, and due to the position and location of the polyp, I was unable to remove it with snare technique. Period. The polyp was biopsied for histology, and there was a tattoo placed distal to the polyp. Next line, there was approximately 5 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll initiate referral to CARE for the flat polyp for removal. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Would recommend avoidance of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Next line, we'll decide on follow-up interval after polyp is removed.